Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. More than 300,000 people in Aleppo depend on the hospitals. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets to show their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Esaham is one of the organizers of the protest.
As we are Syrian, we can't bear anymore to see children, they are killed in front of us and keep silence. United Nations is useless. They are killer, they are murderer, they are liar. All the world are liar. They don't do anything at all. Just they pretend they are helping us, but they are rubbish. All the president of the world, they are rubbish.
World Health Organization humanitarian spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the last couple of weeks and said the toll includes 106 children. Iranian news reports that Tehran has built a new drone similar to a U.S. military aircraft captured 5 years ago as it entered Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. In 2012, Iranian media quoted a top general as saying data recovered from the U.S. drone showed it was used to conduct surveillance over Pakistan of the hideout of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. International community looking for signs of progress on key issues ahead of an international conference on Afghanistan in Brussels this week. Afghan government still depends on international support, but U.S. Ambassador Richard Olson said that support should not be taken for granted. This is VOA News. Colombians deciding today whether to accept a peace deal between the government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC. The referendum comes 6 days after a final peace agreement between the government and the guerrilla movement was signed, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. Public opinion polls indicate the peace deal is likely to be ratified. Hungarians are at the polls today in what has been called a controversial referendum on European Union-mandated migrant quotas. Hungarian government officials argue the EU does not have the right to dictate the country's national migrant policy. If Hungarians turn out to vote, they will send a message to Brussels. Zoltán Kovács is a government spokesperson.
We don't need migrants in this country. So again, what you see in Europe is that there are differences within that very fundamental level, actually, about if it's a good thing, we need that or not.
Opposition is small but vocal. Activists from groups like the so-called Two-Tailed Dog Party say the government is using fear of refugees to gain power. Pakistani military says Pakistan and India exchanged fresh fire across the Kashmir border. Lieutenant General Asim Salim Bajwa, the Pakistani military spokesperson, talks about line of control or LOC violations.
I am telling you that yes, they did fire across the LOC and they violated LOC and ceasefire agreement. But there has been absolutely no physical violence of LOC, no crossover. No action beyond LOC. This is an absolute white lie, unfounded story which has been concocted by them.
Indian officials said there was no damage from the gunfire exchanges. Pope Francis celebrated Mass shortly after his arrival in Azerbaijan today.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Azerbaijan, the second largest Shiite Muslim nation after Iran, has a tiny Catholic population. Pope heads back to Rome tonight after a weekend visit that also took him to Georgia. Hundreds of people getting ready to be dealing with this hurricane, a powerful hurricane, Matthew, as it approaches Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. Matthew, the strongest hurricane over the Atlantic Ocean since Felix in 2007.
That's the latest world news from VOA.